Well, welcome to Culture Makers. My name is James, and this is my friend Stephen Cole. And today we are talking about mini brands, Post Malone and Pokemon, and the NBA. You are going to be in for a treat. So with that being said, now what you've got to understand is that you're new here.
I am absolutely new.
And so there's some rules that you have to follow. If you don't follow the rules to the letter, you'll never be welcomed back.
Oh, dang. Okay. You want to tell me what the rules are?
No, we'll figure that out as we go.
Cool.
Tell, though, Stephen Cole, he's new here. He is filling in for Vince Parker, who's out of town right now. But what you need to know about Stephen is that he and I were on the same team here at Life Church together for years. He is the worship pastor at Life Church Edmond and the worship pastor for Life Church Online. So if you ever attend Life Church Online, you've probably seen his face. You've heard his vocals. Just give him a run so they can recognize you.
Remember that?
Remember that? Every single time. But here's the deal. We're talking about all things culture and how we as Christians should think about the things that are happening in our world. And the first thing that we're going to talk about is something that seriously needs to be talked about.
Absolutely.
And we're going to need your help to help us understand, because we're like millennials and boomers over here.
Mm.
Millennial, boomer. And I don't think we quite get it.
Yeah.
But the first thing we're talking about mini brands. Stephen, yeah. Will you show them the things that we have?
So over here, we've got, I guess this is the checkout thing. And this is ground cinnamon.
Come on, that's good. Cinnamon
but
challenge.
But small.
Yeah, but teeny tiny.
I've got, what do I have? So I've got Thai kitchen coconut milk.
Okay. Can they?
That.
You get, y'all you seeing
see
this?
Can you see this? Let me do this. I know this is important. There's a couple other things, but I don't get it, James.
Well, so the best part was we watched one of the TikToks that went viral of these mini brands on display.
Yeah.
And literally the whole time I'm watching it, I'm like, man, this is how I know I'm getting old. Because I don't understand. So please help us understand. What is the appeal of mini brands? Like, I heard about somebody who got millions and millions of views and like made, what, $20 on it?
Yeah.
But then they had to spend tons of money to get all of their mini brand like little grocery items and things. It feels like Pokemon cards
right
from back in my day.
It just altogether doesn't make any sense.
Right.
I'm thinking, if this dude's making $20, then why not just come mow my yard? That's going to take you literally 30 minutes.
Hey.
Maybe less.
But here's the thing. We do have one of the, like, snack packs. That's not what it's called.
Did you call it a snack pack?
Yeah, because
it's
got food items in it, and it's a pack of them.
Okay.
And Steven's gonna open this on screen. We're gonna see if we can't get some of those rare items that I know some of y'all are looking for.
Okay, I heard this is important, James. Hold on. Shh. Ready? Oh God, I can't do it.
Yeah, that was terrible.
Shh.
You're failing this. It's supposed to be one smooth motion.
Listen. See? That came off easy.
That's how they do it on TikTok.
I don't know how to open this, James. I'm just literally going for it.
I would love to help you, but I can't.
Why can't you help?
I jammed my thumb doing jujitsu.
Dang. There we go. Oh!
Okay. What do we got in there? Good.
Are there
things in there?
Yeah, but it opened up very weirdly. So we've got...
What is that?
Oh, it's Baby Bell.
Oh, we actually have two Baby Bells now. Are these rare?
One Baby Bell, two Baby Bells. Let's see what else. I got some kind of ticket. Old Bay seasoning.
Mm.
That sounds like something I'd call my ex-girlfriend. she's my Old Bay. That's my Old Bay.
That's good.
If you guys want to go ahead and start using that, just hashtag Old Bay.
Yeah.
Port salt. I don't know. Is this cheese?
It looks like a
thing of cheese. Pop! Some pickles.
Good.
This was on that video, but it was a different kind of pickles. Those were probably the cheap ones.
Yeah,
these are the ones you get at the expensive stores.
These are the good ones. That's that Whole Foods pickles right there.
There it is. And then, ooh, classic Velveeta cheese.
Mm.
Or shells. It's the shells, too.
Oh,
the
shoot.
The shells are my favorite as a kid. So
dude.
I'm all about these. But I'm going to have to go with a why. Still going with the why are we doing this? I want to know why.
So what's so funny about that question is this is literally the question that once you're asking why about things on the internet, that's how you know you're no longer relevant.
Listen, if you're watching this, don't go buy these things. Don't do it. You're not going to make money. He told you already, you're going to make $20. $20. Don't
Come
do
on.
It.
Stephen Cole Band, ladies and gentlemen.
Dang.
So here's the question now. talking about this new trend that's going viral on TikTok.
Yep.
Let's just talk about social media as a whole. Stephen Cole, your thoughts. Is social media helpful or harmful? Go.
I think it can be both. I think it can be helpful. I see it as a way to connect with my friends, my family, stuff like that. But it can also be harmful once it gets to the side of comparison and really like finding things on there that you shouldn't be looking at. As a believer, as a follower of Christ, man, like I'm trying to like do my best to live a life that's worthy of Jesus.
I think that, you know, our social media profiles, platforms, whatever you want to call it, depending on what social media it is, are a reflection of who we are.
Yeah.
And that's the question that I'm always asking is, man, is this Instagram account, is this, you know, like TikTok, is this YouTube channel actually reflecting who I want to be, like who I want to be known as, who I want to be known for?
Yeah.
Is it pointing people to what's good, to what's true, to what's uplifting? Mm-hmm. If it is, fantastic. If it's not, I should probably make some changes because, you know, there's a lot of haters out in the world. And the last thing the world needs is more haters. And for those of us who are followers of Christ, I think one of the best things that we can do is use the platforms, the influence that we have to just bring goodness, to bring love, to bring life into those different places. And so I think when we use social media in that way, it can be really, really helpful.
Yeah.
But you know, if we're just gonna be a troll on the internet, probably not helpful. Which, to be fair, I've definitely done that, but I'm trying to be better.
Yeah, not me. I've Great. Never done that.
Social media, is it helpful or harmful? Both, it depends. Mini brands, good or bad? I don't know. You tell us. Comment down below.
I need to know.
Tell us what we're missing. Here's what we're gonna do though. Next, we're talking about what was a historic event. Yeah, it was a 25-year anniversary of Pokemon, which I don't know if you know this, but that was like my childhood. I remember getting the very first ever holographic Charizard Pokemon card that I had.
Oh, dang.
And that thing, all the kids in school wanted to be my friends after that.
That's right.
But now, instead of just these cards at school, we've got Post Malone remaking an old country song in an anime music video for Pokemon. Did you see the video? What did you think?
Listen, this is another one of those things I don't understand.
The best?
No, actually I do understand because I get it. Like, hey, let's do like this cool anniversary song. Hootie and the Blowfish, though? Hootie and the Blowfish. We're going,
I don't even know what
I want to be with you. That, I wasn't ready for the tie. The tie, I'm not getting the, I only want to be with Pikachu. I only want to be with, like, change the
yes!
words. Change something.
That's what it was missing.
It just was, all I want to be with Pikachu. That would have been dope.
Dang. So here's the thing, though. Like, I thought it was fantastic. Right, like what a weird way to combine Post Malone, Pokemon, and an old country song and put it all together in something that caused me to ask the question why, which is an indicator that I'm old, but also at the same time, I'm like, I love this. Like, this is fantastic.
Yeah.
I agree. The song choice was what was the weirdest part for
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
And when I first saw that it was happening, I was so hoping that Post Malone was just covering the Pokemon theme song. Do you know that?
Right,
you
know I don't know that
All
song.
All right, you ready? Because I want to be the very best like no one ever was. That's how it starts. It's really good. You like that? Hey, if you ever need me to lead worship.
Oof. Okay.
That's my audition. Nick Jonas also released a new song. You were describing your feelings about it before we started.
I feel like a straight up hater right now. Like, I don't think I've said something positive about anyone so
well,
far.
Well, you're really channeling your disappointed dad energy.
Dang. What was the name of it again?
Spaceman.
Yo, my boy said Spaceman about 1,000 times. Listen, I write songs. I'm not saying I'm the best songwriter in the world. But you can't say Spaceman that many times. He's wearing a space shuttle suit. I don't know. First of all, he's ripped. The dude is about to pop out of the suit.
I saw that.
So that was kind of cool. I was like, my guy's ripped. That's dope. But the song is a no. The song is a no. I'm just saying. Maybe y'all like it. Tell me why. Tell me why ain't nothing but a heartache.
Ooh.
That's also a song reference. Y'all don't know.
Come on.
Do they know that?
They probably do that. They're
okay,
smart.
Okay.
They've got the internet. So we've got a question, though, from one of our listeners. It was Daphne Emancipe asked the question, how do you filter the music you listen to, right? What are the aspects that make you listen to a song or not. So now I know we've talked about this in a previous Culture Maker episode, but because we actually have Stephen Cole, who writes music, who sings all the time, we'd love to get your thoughts, Stephen. Like, how do you filter what you will and won't listen to?
Man, words are everything. It's like too easy to just disregard that. I love hearing people talk about like man, nah, man, I only listen to it because I just like the way it sounds, bro. I just love the way it sounds. But then they go off to sing pretty much every lyric that's in the song, like just jamming to it, just all about it. And it's like, man, listen, like the stuff that you put in you is going to be the stuff that comes out of you. So that's in relationships,
right?
If that's in friendships, all that stuff, like all these different songs are, man, they're awesome. Like I'm one for production. Like I produce music. I love music so much. But you've got to draw a line to like what you're allowing into your life.
So we got another question from one of our viewers, Lachey Miller, asked the question, what do you think about rappers in today's society? Are you much of a, do you listen to a lot of rap?
I used to.
Yeah.
As far as that question, I mean, it's the same as it is. Like people are just rapping from their situations.
Sure.
And some of them really suck. Some of them are great. Some of them are just lying because they want to sound cool. It's like literally the same thing. Like stylistically, I mean, it's probably not like my jam.
Yeah.
But I can appreciate like someone going out and just doing their thing. But
yeah. Yeah. Well, I thought what was interesting about this question is they asked, what do you think about rappers and not just rap? And I think this is like a really important question for those of us who are Christians to wrestle with. Because I think it's really easy at times to assume that because somebody says or is associated with something, that it's like, oh, now they're, you know, that defines all of who they are.
Right.
But for those of us who are followers of Christ, what we believe defines who we are is the fact that every single one of us is made in the image of God.
Yeah.
That means every single one of us has so much capacity and potential for good, for beauty, for truth, for love, for relationship. And so, like, when I think about rappers, regardless of what they rap about, I think, man, that's a human being made in the image of God. And they might be saying some things that I don't agree with, or they might be saying some things that are actually really helpful, and it just might be a different method. Like, I think that what's really powerful to see are those rappers who use that medium of rap to speak a message to our culture, to get people to wake up to the realities of some of the choices that they're making and some of the things that are numbing them to what life is really about. That's not everybody. Because there's some music that, you know, it's kind of empty. It's just a good beat, but there's not a great message behind it. And so all of that being said, I think it depends, right? Depends on the rapper. It depends on the song. But at the end of the day, as followers of Jesus, we believe that every single human being is made in the image of God. And because of that, it is our responsibility to love them, to give them grace, and to believe the best about them. So that's kind of my thoughts on that. Segueing into the final topic, we're talking about some sports. Because some things happened this last week. You actually dressed up today in honor of the one and only Tiger Woods, who I think most people agree is like the greatest golfer of all time.
I'm going to say it.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it right now.
I mean, you dressed up as him, so hopefully that's...
I'm not dressed up as him.
No, you specifically showed up today and said,
listen,
I wanted to be like Tiger Woods.
I saw what happened to him. That sucks. I'm just, this is my Tiger Woods support. That's what it is.
Well,
that's what it's all about, bro.
What's cool is the good thing is it seems like he's doing okay.
Yep.
And there were a lot of golfers who showed up this past weekend to honor him. For those of you who don't know, Tiger Woods was in a car accident this past week. But like I said, thankfully he's doing well. People showed up dressed with the red top.
Blop.
Black pants.
Pam. Pam? I should have said bam. I could have said a lot of things.
You could have said so many things. But what you said
Black Pam.
And I loved it.
That's a new thing, too.
So that's what happened in the world of golf. I don't know anything else about golf because I don't watch it.
All I know is I'm left-handed.
Oh, okay. So Lachey, who asked the question about rappers, also asked us this question. Who do you think is the greatest NBA player ever or currently? So you can answer either way. And Lachey, Lachey thinks that the greatest player ever is Damian Lillard.
What?
Stephen Cole, what are your thoughts?
Michael Jordan, from here and to infinity and beyond. You heard it, Michael freaking Jordan.
So you know what's funny? Is I actually used to make the argument that LeBron James was the greatest of all time.
If you say that, I will literally walk out.
LeBron James is the greatest of all time. So, now that he's gone, he didn't actually leave. He just shut the door.
Go back. He got me.
Okay. What I was saying is I used to say that, and I used to argue vigorously about it until I saw Space Jam 2.
I thought I thought you were out of like the stats. No. Space Jam.
Because the first Space Jam, incredible. Space Jam 2, more like Space Jam poo.
Wait, was Michael Jordan even in Space Jam 2?
No, LeBron was. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I never saw Space Jam 2.
Yeah, clearly you're so
high. I didn't watch that.
You didn't follow that train of thought. I was saying LeBron was the best. Then I saw Space Jam 2.
This all makes sense now.
Okay, cool. Well, good thing Steven's following. But back to Lachey's pick, Damian Lillard. Here's the problem with that, Lachey. We're from Oklahoma, and Damian Lillard has called himself the Thunder Killer. That's not okay. The Oklahoma City Thunder, that's our team. Yeah. So I take that very personally. Obviously, I'm just kidding. I don't take it personally. But here's what you need to know about the Thunder. Darius Bazley, keep your eye out on that
baby.
How old is he? He's like, what, 18, 19 years old?
He's crazy young.
He's crazy young.
Dude's got it.
He's 20 years old. And what's super cool is he actually recorded a video for us here at Switch on this YouTube channel that you can check out where he shares the story of what God has done in his life. Here's what I like about Darius. He's taken something he's really good at, basketball, and he's used it as a platform to share his story with other people. Man, what a freaking gift.
Yeah.
Love that guy. Darius Bailey. Take that, Damian Lillard.
Yeah.
We've talked about a lot of things.
We have.
Right? We talked about mini brands, which is your new favorite thing, his new hobby. We talked about Pokemon and Post Malone. We talked about sports. Also, coming up this upcoming week is the NBA All-Star Game. So we'll be talking about that next week on Culture Makers. Yeah, you heard that right. Not in 2 weeks, because as of today, Culture Makers is every single week. Y'all said you liked it. You've been liking it, leaving comments. So we want to bring this content to you next week. I'm sure we'll have Vince back, but Stephen Cole will probably make a guest appearance in the future, because
this is fun.
Those disappointing dad vibes, I think we need more of that. Any last words for our viewers?
Don't do drugs.
Thank you for joining us for this week's episode of Culture Makers. Seriously, it's an honor to get to be a part of the conversation with you as you're trying to navigate what it looks like to follow Jesus in a culture that oftentimes tempts us to do things and say things that are so much less than what God has called us to. So make sure, if you haven't already, like the video, leave a comment down below with any questions you have that you want us to talk about in future videos. Yeah. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, because we've got content like this that comes out every single week. With all that being said, goodbye.